Another small disturbance will likely move across the Midwest today that will produce light amounts of precipitation running from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 2 or 3 tenths of an inch. Most of that precipitation will occur from portions of Wisconsin and eastern sections of Minnesota southward into the heart of the Midwest, but we don't expect the precipitation to last very long, just a few hours at the most. The precipitation will be the last in the series of small disturbances expected to impact the region. We'll anticipate a little bit of a change in weather as we get into the second half of this week, including warmer temperatures for a few days, and then a larger storm system will impact the region. That larger storm system should likely bring a band of thunderstorms across the heart of the region, and that's likely to generate significant amounts of rainfall over a short period of time. A few strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible as this line of storms moves across the region. We could see some locally heavy rainfall and perhaps a little bit of hail and damaging wind for a brief period of time. Most of those stronger thunderstorms will not begin to impact the region until late in the weekend and early part of next week, which leaves us with quite a few days of possible dry weather, and a warming trend will likely take place during that period of time as well. We'll look for afternoon highs today, still only in the 40s across a big part of the Midwest. There may be some 50-degree readings in the southwest, but there won't be too many occurrences of that. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll look for highs again in the 40s and lower 50s across a big part of the Midwest. And then as we move into the Thursday, Friday, Saturday time period, a significant warming trend will likely take place. Most of those 40s and 50s will shift to the northern portions of the Midwest, while the lower parts of the region will start seeing some 60 and perhaps even some 70-degree temperatures. Saturday will likely be the warmest day, and then we'll likely see a strong cold front beginning to move from west-east across the Midwest. That's when we'll see those strong to severe thunderstorms possible. Again, that'll be late in the weekend and on into the early part of next week. Until then, there won't be much precipitation of significance. In fact, after we're done with today and early tomorrow morning's precipitation, we should be more or less dry across the Midwest as we move on through the balance of this work week. And it won't be until sometime, perhaps on Friday night into Saturday morning, that we'll see our next chance for showers developing. Those will be disorganized and focused mostly on the northwestern part of the region. Some increasing wind will likely precede the storm system over the weekend, and that means that wind speeds may be sustained at 15 to 25 and some gusts to 35 miles per hour possibly as we move from Saturday into Sunday. The low pressure center responsible for the strong thunderstorms late in the weekend will be intense enough to generate the wind and also the intense thunderstorm activity. Temperatures will contrast rather sharply across the region as we finish out the weekend, with temperatures on the backside of the storm system as cold as below zero across portions of Montana and North Dakota. We'll see a lot of single-digit and teen readings in the northwesternmost part of the Corn Belt behind the storm, with most other areas in the western Corn Belt seeing lows in the teens and 20s. Temperatures will gradually warm up next week, and then we'll likely see a return to more or less seasonable temperatures and a limited amount of precipitation once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.